Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Ketholeno. Prime Minister Narendra Modi commended the Naga community for their efforts to preserve the past and prepare for the future through education. In his Mann Ki Baat program in Akashvani yesterday, Prime Minister said the Naga community deeply respect their tribal traditions. He said the Naga tribes had a traditional system of morung learning in which elders shared traditional knowledge, history and life skills with the youth through their experiences. Over time, this system has evolved into the morung concept of education. Through this system, elders in the community teach them life skills through stories, folk songs and traditional games.
Sathiyo, shiksha ke madhyam se atit ko samrakshit karne और भविष्य को तैयार करने का एक प्रयास नागा समुदाय भी कर रहा है। इस समुदाय के लोग अपनी आदिवासी परंपराओं का बहुत सम्मान करते हैं। वो इस पर गर्व तो करते ही हैं, साथ ही अपनी अप्रोच को आधुनिक भी रखते हैं। नागा ट्राइब्स में मोरुंग लर्निंग की एक पारंपरिक व्यवस्था थी। इसमें बुजुर्ग लोग अपने अनुभवों से युवाओं को पारंपरिक ज्ञान, इतिहास और लाइफ स्किल्स के बारे में बताते थे।
Under Ek Ped Ma Ke Naam campaign, millions of trees have been planted across the country. Mr. Modi termed it inspiring that the women of Chizami village in Nagaland are collectively preserving over 150 varieties of traditional seeds. PM Modi said these seeds are being preserved in a community seed bank run by the village women themselves. The government has said that adequate stocks of petrol and diesel are available at all petrol pumps across the country and reiterated its advice to the public not to believe in rumours. The Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas said excise duty on petrol and diesel has been reduced by 10 rupees per litre to support consumers. The ministry said domestic LPG supply remains normal with over 55 lakh cylinders delivered daily. It said commercial LPG supply has reached about 70% of pre-crisis levels. Deputy Commissioner of Kohima B. Heno Buchem has ordered all LPG distributor agencies in the district to submit detailed and periodic records of commercial LPG cylinder sales and supplies, including those made to medical and educational institutions. The directive aims to strengthen regulation and monitoring of commercial LPG distribution across Kohima. Distributors have been instructed to supply LPG cylinders to hotels, restaurants and other establishments only upon producing valid authorization from the Deputy Commissioner's office. The DC warned that any violation will invite strict penal action, including fines, imprisonment and cancellation of licenses. The order has come into immediate effect and will remain in force until further notice. Government has issued a gazette notification allowing the distribution of superior kerosene oil under public distribution system to 21 states and union territories, citing geopolitical situation affecting energy supplies worldwide. In a notification, the Ministry of Petroleum and Natural Gas allowed designated fuel stations in kerosene-free states and union territories to store and distribute superior kerosene oil for household use. The notification has come into effect immediately and will remain valid for 60 days or until further orders. The Ministry of Micro, Small and Medium Enterprises, in collaboration with the state government and the Business Association of Nagas, is organizing an entrepreneur awareness camp and special vendor development program today at Senden Riju in Dimapur from 9:30 a.m. The initiative aims to create awareness on key government schemes, especially the National SC/ST Hub, and strengthen market linkages for SC/ST entrepreneurs. The program seeks to develop around 500 vendors within a year, while also encouraging MSME registration through the Udyam portal to access financial benefits. And in IPL cricket, Mumbai Indians defeated Kolkata Knight Riders by 6 wickets in the second match at the Wankhede Stadium in Mumbai last night. Today, Rajasthan Royals will take on Chennai Super Kings at Barsapara Cricket Stadium in Guwahati at 7:30 p.m. The two-month-long tournament will continue till 31st of May. With that, we come to the end of morning news. Stay tuned as we will be back with the evening English news at 7:20. Have a nice day.